So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hazari get le ishtoi vihi beteich beisa oi beteich atzera, harezu mugarashas. If a husband threw a get into his wife's house or courtyard, the divorce is effective because her property acquires the get on her behalf. The Gemara explains that this is learned from the pasuk benasan beyada. Rashi explains that the pasuk does not say ubeyada yitnenu, stressing that the get must be placed only in her hand. Therefore, benasan beyada mashmalan nesina kaldehu, a nominal act of placing suffices, that the get can also be placed begaga, chatzera, bekarfifa, in any area that she owns. However, the Gemara asks mashakan seisha kanabayla. A husband has the rights to the usage of his wife's possessions. Therefore, as Rashi explains, akati loynofi get miyade de baal. When he places the get in har chatzer, it has not completely left his domain and should not be considered a valid nesina. The Gemara suggests two solutions. The Mishnah is referring to a case of bekaisav la dinu dvarm einli benachsayach. The husband relinquished his rights to the usage of the chatzer and it therefore remains entirely her domain. As Rav established a principle, one can forego the rights granted him by a decree that was enacted for his benefit. Therefore, the husband can refuse to accept the right of peiros, the usage and income of his wife's chatzer. However, this can only be done because of law, va'oida arusa. This is only effective if he waived his rights while she was still in arusa before he acquired these rights. Similarly, Rav Huna said, the Chacham decreed that a husband must support his wife, and he receives her income in exchange. However, a woman can refuse to accept her husband's support, thereby retaining the rights to her earnings, since this exchange was enacted for her benefit. This can be done even after she's already a nesua, because the Chiyuv Mezainis is a separate obligation every day. However, the right to peiros must be refused while she's still in arusa, because it's a one-time acquisition at the time of marriage. A second explanation is Gita v'chatzera b'ayin ke'echad. Her chatzu becomes her own domain simultaneously with the divorce taking effect, as Remeir asserts regarding Shichur Eved Kenani. Bishtar al yedei atzmai, a slave can be freed by accepting the emancipation document himself. Although Yad Eved Ki'ad Rabbi Damya, the slave is owned by his master, and so a document placed in the slave's hand has not left the master's domain. However, Gita v'yodei b'ayin ke'echad, the emancipation and his ability to acquire items for himself occur simultaneously. Therefore, the very act of receiving the document creates the domain with which he can accept it. The Gemara now clarifies the Mishnah's phrase, v'hi b'teich beisa. Amar ula, v'hi sha'imedis b'tzad beisa b'tzad chatzera. Her courtyard can only acquire the get if she's literally standing nearby. However, Reb Oishya maintains, afili hi b'tveria v'chatzera b'tzipari. Her courtyard can acquire the get even if she's in a different city. And he interprets this phrase as v'hi kemi shebeteich beisa v'hi kemi shebeteich atzera. It is considered as if she is nearby. T'kivin achatzim mishtameris l'dayta hi miskareshes. As long as she ensures that the courtyard is protected, as Rashi explains, al pi about tzivayeha, it must be protected under her control. However, nasin get biyad abde neyer in the get. Her slave cannot accept the get because who mishamer atzma l'dayte? He guards himself independent of her instruction. The Gemara first explains that this machlik is derived from the essential nature of a chatzah's ability to acquire for its owner. Marsa v'chatzim shem yada is rabbi. Ula holds that her courtyard acquires on her behalf by acting as her hand. Therefore, smucha l'binan. Like her hand, it must be at her side. While marsa v'chatzim shem shlichas is rabbi. Rabbi Yishi maintains that her courtyard acts as her agent. Therefore, like a shliach, it can acquire the get even when she is elsewhere. However, the Gemara offers an alternate explanation. Everyone agrees chatzim mishum yad is rabbi. However, the machlekes concerns the degree of similarity required. Ma yad b'smucha av chatzera b'smucha. Ula says that the courtyard must literally be nearby, similar to our hand. However, Rabbi Shia argues ma yad b'dvuka av chatzera b'dvuka. Her courtyard is not attached to her as is her hand. Rather, he maintains that the comparison is merely figurative. The courtyard must merely be guarded under her control, as is her hand, and not by other means. The Gemara discusses placing the get in a borrowed chatzar. Ushla makam. The husband can lend her the usage of part of his chatzar to acquire her get. However, nafal bepisla, the get landed on a piece of wood in the chatzar. Ihave dalar amis al dalar amis, palag rishus al nafshe. If it is 4 amas by 4 amas, it is considered its own separate area, and the get is not effective. Because chad makam mushli inchi, trei mekaymes le mushli inchi. We assume that he only meant to lend her one area, and so she cannot use the wood, which is a separate area, to acquire her get. The Gemara adds, Gevaya asara, avagav de lehava dalar amas. If the wood is 10 tvachim high, it is considered a separate area, even if it occupies less than 4 square amas. Furthermore, Islay Shem Levi, Avagav de Legivaya Sara, Bavagav de Lehavadalaramas. If it is referred to by a special appellation, it is considered a separate area even if it is less than 10 Tvacham high and less than 4 square amas. The Mishnah's first case discussed her property. Hazer Gedle Ishtay Vihibetech Besa, Oibetech Hatzera, Harezu Mugureshis. Now the Mishnah discusses his property. If he throws her the get while she is in his house or his courtyard, even if he throws it into the bed she's on, she's not divorced. The Gemara points out, Mita Shalai, if it is his bed, she's not divorced. But Mita Shalai, if she owns the bed, she is divorced. The Gemara offers two explanations. The Mishnah follows the opinion, Kalev Shalakech Beshus Meicher Kana Lakech. The buyer's vessels can acquire on his behalf even if when they are in the seller's domain. And according to the opinion, Kalev Shalakech Beshus Meicher Lakon Lakech, the buyer's vessel cannot acquire on his behalf while in the seller's domain. However, the Gevaya Asara, we're discussing a bed that is 10 Tzvachim high. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Havirshusa Lenafshe, it is considered a separate domain. And the Gemara adds, Amokim Kari Lekapti Inchi. People do not mind if someone else's bed is in their property, because as Rashi explains, Noich Lishtamish Tachtel. Since it is high, he can use the space under it. Therefore, the bed remains solely her domain, even though it is in the husband's property. The Mishnah concludes, L'teicheka or l'teichkalsa harizim ugureshes. If he throws it into her lap or basket, she is divorced. The Gemara suggests several explanations for why she acquires the get according to the opinion that Kalev shalekech b'shos meicher loikon alekech. Hesekalsa tluyaba. The basket was hanging from her body. Or keshura afa pesha ena tluya. Even if it's on the ground, but it's tied to her. Therefore, the basket is considered part of her. Ena makbet al makayma. The basket was in an area that she's allowed to use, such as ben yachriseha, between her legs while sitting on the ground, or shahaya bala meicher klosis, her husband sold baskets, and her basket was in the area designated for the baskets. Mokum cheke konula, mokum kalsa konula. She is always entitled to the place of her lap and basket, because ein adam makbid loya mokum cheke, loya mokum kalsa, he allows her the use of these places. David the Gemara adds, other small items of personal use, such as taska, achlabatamri, a bag of snacks, is also considered completely in her domain.